Santa Radio now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Welcome back on this Tuesday. Brian, our nighttime guy, excuse me, B-Lord on air.
Yes.
Here right now. He's going to help us with Rachel's ALS Ice Bucket Challenge coming up at 7:40.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we also asked him when he got in here, hey, man, anything going on in your life that's, you know, something you'd be willing to talk about on air? He's like, well, I don't know. You know, I watch porn with female friends. What? Brian, my head almost exploded when you mentioned that a little bit ago. How does this even come about? You're admitting you watch porn with your female friends.
I do, and let me give you some backstory. We just recently upgraded our cable just about a month ago. So with upgrading the cable, of course, you get all of the awesome things like HBO On Demand and Skinamax and stuff like that.
So you have to take advantage.
You have to. Oh, my God. I'd be wasting money if I didn't take advantage of this stuff. I'm being money savvy, okay? This is what my parents taught me. I'm actually making them proud.
So tell us about your friends. Are these girls like well-behaved girls usually, or are they kind of like crazy anyway? Are they like nice little schoolgirls, but then behind closed doors they're watching porno with you?
No, they're not. It's not like they're Christian grades. No, they're great people, and to be honest, they're sisters, so it's like make this even weirder.
How does
right?
this even come about, though? You're talking about it like you guys get together to go to the movie theater together.
It's like watching Grey's Anatomy.
No, God, no. It's nothing like that. What happened was we upgraded our cable, so I was like, oh, my God, you know, first instinct being a male, I was like, we have to see if we have any porn channels. Every guy does this, okay? Anybody at least over 6th grade. But so I'm checking, I'm looking, and I see that we have just this entire, you know, cavalcade of pornos. So I'm like, oh my God. Well, now that we have these, you know,
like jackpot.
I have to check these out. And honestly, to be honest with you, I just completely fast forward through the porn and just watch the plot points. Yeah.
You do not.
I swear. I went to, you know, I graduated from Ball State with a degree in telecommunications.
All I know
so you
is
really care about the plot.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I pay attention to
it. I love that you talk about this, watching porn with your female friends, like you're watching like a Netflix episode and like eating popcorn on this side. All I know is now we know why Brian's right hand is so freaking calloused on Mondays when it comes to work.
Things could get really weird.
Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Rachel, have you done the same thing before?
I actually have done it before with one of my friends, so I don't really think it's all that 100% weird.
Was it a guy friend or no?
I mean, we've been best friends since 5th grade, and we're seniors now, so I mean, you could say best friend.
Now, I'm curious about this. How does this happen? How do you get together with your guy friend? How does it even come out in conversation?
It was me and two of my guy friends, and I ended up staying a night at his house because we ended up hanging out that night, and it was late, so I stayed over.
Okay.
And we started talking about each other's sex life, and porn came up, and they all just said, hey, why don't we all just watch a porno? And we started, like, we were actually judging the porn. It was actually quite funny.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. See,
really?
Kyle, it's not like it's some formal thing. It's not like you create a Facebook invitation. You're like, oh, we're going to watch porn Sunday at 5 o'clock right after brunch. It's like one of those spontaneous.
In my mind,
oh my God,
it's like, we give this one two thumbs up. Like,
hey, it's magical when you can find a female that'll actually sit with you and watch all the delight.
Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
No problem.
Appreciate your honesty, too. Definitely appreciate the honesty. In my mind, it's like the Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise movie, Eyes Wide Shut. This is what I feel like you guys dress up as when you guys watch porn together. Hi, good morning, sir. What would you like to say about Brian watching porn with female friends?
Well, I actually had a girl meet me this weekend. We kind of mugged in the bar and outside. Like girl.
You mugged?
And she mugged, M-U-G, you know.
Oh, they mugged.
Okay, you were all like, hey.
Got it.
Okay, we got it.
Absolutely. So, she says she doesn't ever go home on the first time she meets someone, but she wanted me to know she was going to go home and watch a porno and think about me.
Really? See, I think that's interesting because very few women will admit that they watch porn anyway. So for her to say that to you, I feel like she is like the female Christian Grey. Like, she's probably got like her own room of like freakiness. If she's going to tell you that on the first night, like, I'm like, I'm going to watch porn for you.
Nope, I think it's a cop out. I'm mad at her.
I was totally happy about it. I was like, oh, I just hit the pinnacle of life.
Oh, great. It's going to do me a lot of service knowing that you're thinking about me. That's really going to get me going in bed. Please, come on.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Oh,
I guess if there's any lonely ladies listening right now that are looking for something to do on a Sunday, hit up Brian on Twitter. It's at BLordOnAir,
yeah,
okay?
Just DM me and I'll send
you. You guys can get together for a nice little romantic movie night at his place.
Yeah, amazing.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.